The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some of the criticism includes, for example, the 600,000 plus getaways, folks who came into this country and did not go through the process of requesting asylum.
I know nothing.
Do you know where they are and who they are?
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Like Disney World, but in hell. The meanest place on earth.
Where's that?
New York City.
After the discovery just before the midterm elections of the documents with the classified markings, were any additional classified documents found as part of that search?
Trillion 700.
The federal government did come after me with the full force of the law and raided my home on September 23rd as a response to that. And, here we are 4 months after that raid, vindicated, hopefully, with no issue with appeal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I'm taking a slide tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm going out for dinner with one of my favorite clients at a nice place on the island.
Only choice for somebody like me.
We may be having a celebratory toast to the end of a reign of error in Massachusetts. A Trump delegate to the 2016 convention in Cleveland defeated a crazed Cruz delegate to the 2016 convention, who has been promoting himself as a Trump delegate despite all evidence to the contrary. But he lost last night, and it's over. And he says, "We've only just begun." That's a threat. I would say the Massachusetts Republican Party needs to get a restraining order to prevent him from only just beginning to destroy it. Hasn't he destroyed it enough? Anyway, 844-500-4242. We'll be talking to Amy Carnevale, the new chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, at the bottom of the hour. And we got a lot of other stuff to get to today. And we still have a few of the cheap bastard deals today. The Wise Company 30-day emergency food supply two bucket bundle. It's a great deal. It's normally a $305 value. You can get it just now for $152.50. That's half price. It's a good deal. Time now, though, for the Chump Line.
Tom Brady stated that now he is officially retiring. He wants to travel. He wants to go from coast to coast to coast.
That's what Brandon said the other day. You know, he said we're going to be able to go from coast to coast to coast. And he talked about this tunnel, the East River Tunnel, as he put it. And now it turns out it's not going to open until 2035. So if they're saying 2035, I'm using Big Dig projections, that means it'll maybe be open by 2050.
The COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends it. Thank goodness we have Chief Justice Earl the Pearl Warren and Thurgood Penny Marshall, Ruth Bader Allen Ginsburg, and Marilyn Garlick on the Supreme Court, and they will make the right decision.
By the way, we thought about getting that sound cut of him saying the COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court does, but the sound is just dreadful. So that's why we haven't played it. But he called it in. He called in the same information. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Well, Ed, I see that Jim Jones Lyons lost his re-election bid.
You are correct, sir.
When asked what's next for him, Lyons said, I'm going to Guyana.
He's not going to Florida? You know, Florida is hell. That's what Joy Reid told us. As the legislature in Tallahassee is going to take up more punitive measures against the Walt Disney Company. And I'm all in favor of it, even though one of my daughters owns 3 shares of stock, which she got when she was born. Let's play cut 13 from Joy Reid.
It's a right-wing fantasy land, like Disney World, but in hell. Come to Florida, the meanest place on earth.
You know what? The mean temperature this week is going to be about 85 degrees as opposed to 0 degrees in New England. I think most people, Joy, would trade places to go to Florida from New England this weekend.
Kamala Harris's space, the final frontier between her ears, to boldly go where no sound thought has ever gone before. These are the voyages of the American people who shriek, "Beam us up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life in here."
I can't believe that she can't get someone to write her something semi-coherent and that she could deliver it semi-coherently. But it's been over 2 years now, and there is no evidence of intelligent life either in the vice president's office or in her staff's offices.
The prior administration kept illegals in cages. The Biden administration has made them free-range aliens. And by the way, they're also non-processed.
Free-range aliens, yes. They are free-range aliens. They roam wherever they want to go, and they do whatever they want to do. The difference is free-range chickens give you eggs every once in a while. These people just give you more crime and disease and turmoil.
They say money can't buy you happiness, but it sure did seem to rent an awful lot of female companionship for Hunter.
Yeah, have you seen the latest that he had this woman on his quote unquote law firm? Can you imagine hiring Hunter Biden as a lawyer to represent you in some kind of criminal or civil matter? But he was paying this woman thousands and thousands of dollars a month for various services, which, well, they did involve taking a form of dictation.
The Environmental Protection Agency, under the direction of the Brandon administration, advises that if a polar bear is seeking to rend you limb from limb due to the causes of climate change, your best defense is to shoot the Coca-Cola bottle out of its paw, thus rendering the bear defenseless.
Again, would it be beyond the realm of possibility for Brandon to say something like that, especially in the Christmas season when the polar bears are running around on your TV screen with bottles of Coca-Cola? No, it would not be beyond the realm of possibility.
I'd love to see Kamala fly into space on one of those rockets and never come back.
The moon would then file a lawsuit against the makers of the rocket ship if they were stuck with her, or Mars or Jupiter.
Wow, they cleaned out Hunter's beach house. How long before he's selling his used crack pipes on eBay?
Not as long. He's saving them until the painting racket runs its course, which it may if the House subcommittee or committee ever gets its hands on the sales slips, but I don't think they will. Here's from the New York Post about Hunter Biden slipped his legal assistant thousands of dollars under the table while the two were in a sexual relationship over several months in 2018 and 2019. Text messages recovered from the first son's laptop show. How many emails are in that laptop? This is a recurring question for me. Every day it seems like they find more stuff. They've had it for 2 years. The FBI has had it for 3 years, and they still keep finding new stuff on it.
Oh boy, is Hillary mad at Joe.
she told him to pour bleach over those documents.
During the same period when she was on the payroll, this is his one of his mistresses, the assistant also received wires from the firm totaling almost $45,000 with mysterious explanations, including new hire. I guess that's one way to put it. 8K wage, 10K golf member. Golf member or another kind of member? And pay, as in pay to play.
Loving. Can you believe Genghis Carr said I always let people think I was Irish? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That was only every sixth year, when I had to go to that midget's breakfast and put up with those stale jokes and off-key sing-alongs. Thank gosh I have a cabinet position and a private jet.
Yeah. Billy Bulger, who ran the St. Patrick's Day breakfast in Halitosis Hall, used to say, John F. Kerry, JFK, just for Kerry. And then he would add, as the caller just said, he's only Irish every sixth year. So true.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, there is one with the messages we didn't play from the day just now that are recycled into something called Chopped Chumps, and that's the second Chump Line of the day. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
The prior administration kept illegals in cages. The Biden administration has made them free-range aliens. And by the way, they're also non-processed.
Yes. Whatever crimes they commit, they're not processed. Unlike if you demonstrate in front of an abortion clinic in Philadelphia and you try to defend your 12-year-old son, then you're looking at 11 years, because that's Brandon. That's Democrats. That's the deep state. I'm so excited that the My Slippers are back in stock. I have a pair and I love them. They come in plenty of sizes and colors. And here's the best part. When you use promo code Howie, you'll save $90 for a pair of what I call heaven on your feet. Their exclusive patented four-layer design makes these slippers ultra-comfortable and extremely durable. Made with quality leather suede and MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they'll help relieve stress on your feet. You'll love how they're designed to wear indoors and out all day long. They're so comfortable, you'll want to get some for your entire family. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square where you'll find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what is the most important problem facing the country today? Inflation, illegal aliens, crime, government, or global warming?
I'm voting for government.
59% say government, 29% say illegals, 7% for inflation, 4% for crime, 1% say global warming.
All right. 844-500-4242. As you know, there's a every day in late January, there's a national March for Life, and it's in D.C. And a lot of Catholic schools in particular send groups of students to take part in. I think that's where the Covington Catholic demonstration took place. The terrible sliming of the Catholic students and by very fake news, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we just had another National March for Life Day about 10 days ago. And according to Fox News, the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum kicked out a dozen Catholic high school students and their chaperones for wearing beanies inscribed with pro-life messages. This was from the Our Lady of the Rosary School, which is in Greenville, South Carolina. And they were in D.C. for the annual National March for Life. The group was all wearing matching blue beanies with the words Rosary Pro-Life. The museum staff at the Smithsonian mocked the students, hurled expletives, and claimed the museum was a neutral zone where political or religious messages were not tolerated. This is according to the public interest law firm that's representing the parents of some of the students involved. On Twitter, the mother of another student said the group was approached by a security guard who told them to either take off their beanies or leave the premises. They're lucky they weren't indicted like Mark Haukos in Philadelphia for wearing pro-life beanies. Other people in the museum were wearing all sorts of different hats as they traversed the exhibits. The Smithsonian is a federal entity that receives upwards of $1 billion from the government every year. The museum says they've made sure this isn't going to happen again. A Princeton University student argued in a Sunday Night Opinion article that the school's honor code system unfairly impacts racial minorities by targeting cheating and plagiarism. You can't make this stuff up. Maybe I should have saved this for you, Taylor, Woker joke. Emily Santos, author of the op-ed and Princeton University student, likened the honor code, which again prohibits cheating, plagiarism, that kind of thing, to the U.S. criminal justice system to propose that it disadvantages minority students. It instills in students an environment of academic hostility, telling them they can't cheat or plagiarize. Honor code includes tampering with a graded exam, claiming another's work to be one's own, and obtaining an exam materials prior to the examination date, the website reads. I never plagiarized anything. I did those other two things, tampering with graded exams and obtaining exam materials prior to the examination date. But I never said I was being discriminated against. I was just picking locks. Sneaking into buildings. I never thought of us being, you know, racially motivated in any way. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to talk about the evidence. Evidence is building and building and building on Hunter and Joe and Joe's brothers. And there's no charges. There's no charges being brought.
Funny how that works, isn't it? If only they'd push to protect one of their kids outside the abortion clinic, they'd be looking at 11 years, right? Oh, no, they wouldn't, because they're Democrats.
It's amazing. And when there was any kind of thing against Donald Trump, they brought charges immediately.
Right. Well, they released, they just released his taped deposition when he was being questioned by the New York Attorney General. And they just kept him saying, I take the Fifth or I assert my privilege again and again and again. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Last night, the Massachusetts Republican State Committee ousted Jim Lyons as the chairman. He was looking for his third term in 4 years. He's practically destroyed the party, got across the board in Massachusetts. He was defeated by a vote of 37 to 34. I guess it was actually 38 to 34. There was one disputed ballot for Amy Carnevale. And so he's gone now, and the process of trying to rebuild the party, it's going to be a lengthy process, I think, begins. Joining us now to talk about it for a little bit is Amy Carnevale. She's the new chairman of the Massachusetts State Republican Party. And, you know, I must say, in all my years on as a talk show host in Boston, we've never had a winner in a Mass Republican State Committee or Democrat State Committee election on the air, because it didn't seem like it was that significant a job, that it was just a sort of a clerical job, you know, a vessel to push money and support through to various candidates. But this is so important after what's happened the last 4 years that Amy Carnevale, welcome to the show.
Howie, thanks very much for having me on.
So what have you discovered in your first day on the job as the chairman? I called you this morning. You were in the headquarters in Woburn. What's going on up there? Have any files disappeared?
Not that I'm aware of, but we are certainly sorting through all of the files and all the database. Certainly, we are dealing with a number of compliance and legal-related issues, you know, that have been left in the wake of the previous chair. So, you know, today, I would say, was spent on kind of dealing with some compliance issues, fundraising, so we can get some money in the bank to support the party infrastructure and candidates moving forward, and also hiring staff. I brought on an executive director today to help professionalize the operations of the state party, which is something that I had promised to do.
Now, one thing that he was asked by members of the state committee, including yourself, the previous chairman, to file, as was required legally under state law, a financial report with the state on January 20th. He of course, refused to comply with that. And so the party didn't know how much debt it actually had from assorted vendors who had been unpaid. Have you come to any kind of number yet, or is that going to take days?
It will be days, frankly, if not weeks. We are still sorting out. I've been working with our treasurer and compliance firm today to sort through unpaid bills. And our treasurer actually received an invoice last night at 5 o'clock, right before the election, something that was due at the end of their year last year. So it actually does appear that we had thought we were $35,000 in the black. Now it appears that we actually are in the red.
Yeah, so you're in the red, and the party's at a disastrous low ebb in terms of elected officials. What can you do to reverse the tide? I mean, you know, under Lyons, you lost 3 out of the 5 sheriffs. You have nobody in the governor's council, nobody in statewide office, nobody in the congressional delegation. There's only one district attorney left. I mean, how do you begin rebuilding? You've lost 10 out of the 38 seats in the legislature.
We have nowhere to go but up from here. And I think, you know, the fact that the party has been so divided under the previous chair, people are tired of that division and the infighting. They want to win elections. And that's the reason I ran. And that's the message I'm communicating to donors to the party and in the coming weeks and days to candidates thinking about running for office. So, We're going to be communicating a message that we want to actually win elections again and beat Democrats rather than
that's different
ourselves and file lawsuits.
Now, Chris Egan, he's a multimillionaire investor from Westboro. He said he sent a letter to everybody on the committee, and he said if Jim Jones Lyons was ousted from the committee, that he would lead an effort to get you guys enough money to get out of the red and get back on solid financial footing. Is he stepping up today to the plate? Have you talked to Chris Egan?
I have not directly communicated with Chris, but my understanding is that he does intend to assist the party. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation with Chris about assisting the party moving forward. Absolutely.
Now, what about all these lawsuits? Lyons has filed. He spent most of last year just filing lawsuits and seeking depositions, issuing a blizzard of subpoenas rather than trying to manage any kind of campaigns or raise money for the party. And what is the status now of those lawsuits? I mean, they're basically, I think you're involved in one of them. He's suing you, I think, in one of them. What's going to happen to all these lawsuits?
I had received a deposition request to appear in the lawsuit against the treasurer. So I did receive a resignation letter from the counsel to the Mass GOP under Jim Lyons this morning.
Was that David Carr?
Yes, David Carr. Yes, has resigned.
No relation.
So we will be bringing on new counsel and look to unentangle ourselves from those previous lawsuits.
I know you issued a statement, saying that you were going to consider getting out of the lawsuits. But I mean, the election's over now. It's pretty clear these lawsuits are going nowhere, right?
Yeah, so I have promised to have an independent legal review conducted, which I think will frankly show people that there was really nothing to these lawsuits. But I've agreed to have that conducted, so we will go ahead and do that, and we'll present it at our next meeting of the state committee, so that people can actually see what these lawsuits were really about.
As you know, on his tour with Jeff Deal, the hapless candidate for governor and Senate and state Senate and state committee chairman, he said that he was going to file a new lawsuit against all of these, as he called them, rhinos. And he first said, when he started this tour a couple of weeks ago, he was going to get $4 million. Then he said he was going to get $5 million. Then last weekend, he said he's going to get in excess of $5 million. All right, do you still, he's not going to file this lawsuit against members of the committee with committee money, but are you still concerned that he's still going to try to file this frivolous lawsuit?
Yeah, I am unclear what kind of standing the RTCs would frankly have, because they typically don't get money from the state party, so it's unclear to me whether he could actually proceed with a lawsuit with Republican town committees as the plaintiff. So it's unclear at this point whether that will go forward. Certainly there'll be no further actions taken by the Mass GOP under my leadership.
Now, as you know, he was just trying to cling to a bare majority for most of his time in the chairman's job, and so he didn't call. So whenever there was a vacancy, someone resigned or moved away from the district, he wouldn't call a caucus to fill the seat unless he was sure that he was going to win. So, like, for instance, there's supposed to be 80, and last night there were only, I think, 73 people showed up, maybe fewer than that. And so when are you going to start holding caucuses to fill these seats? I mean, some of these seats where he knew he was going to lose haven't been filled for 3 years. And again, it's not a major, I guess, violation of people's rights. But I mean, you should have a representative if you live in those districts. When are you going to start filling these vacancies?
Absolutely. The district should have representation. And you're right. It's been an excess of 2 years in some cases that they have not. So I will move very quickly before our next state committee meeting, which should be in about 3 months. I expect to have all the caucuses complete and new members, in those seats.
You know, he was, as you know, Jim Lyons, if he'd been reelected, he was telling his cronies on the committee that he was going to that he figured that all the moderate Republicans would resign from the committee. Have any of his people resigned from the committee today?
I have not heard from any today.
No. And there's a case, there's a question of at least one of his votes on the committee, whether or not she lives in her district. And Paul Frost, one of the state reps, has been questioning whether she lives in the district. Are you going to try to remove anybody like this woman that used to live in Watertown? Are you going to try to vacate the seat the way?
She was elected by her constituents, so I will not unilaterally remove her from her seat. I will call her and inquire as to her residence, but I will not unilaterally remove her from her seat without any legal authority. Howie, I do want to mention Representative Lenny Mira. I spoke with Lenny today. He was on his way out of the state house for the last time ever. He served 10 years, and unfortunately, he was not successful in his effort to have the committee actually look at the ballots. And it was a partisan vote. The
Democrats lost by one vote. Recount, he lost by one vote. One vote.
Yeah, and then there's a committee on Beacon Hill, and the Democrats, Minority Leader Jones, offered an amendment to try to have the ballots actually examined, the ballots in question, and it was defeated on a partisan vote by the Democrats. They didn't even look at the ballots. So, you know, that was a disappointment. Lenny was disappointed, I think, frankly, with the lack of support that he had. And unfortunately, you know, the new leadership to the party is coming in a little late for Lenny. But, you know, that's certainly something that should never have happened. And, you know, I hope will never happen under my leadership.
So the Jim Jones Lyons group in the party, they're very angry. They're very bitter. They say that, you know, even though you were a Trump delegate in 2016 and Jim Lyons was not a Trump delegate, he was a Cruz delegate, and his money guy, Rick Green, was a Kasich guy who tried to promote the Trump-Putin-Russian collusion hoax as early as 2015. They say you're not the real Trumper in the party. What do you tell them, these people that are angry that Lyons has been ousted after not being able to win a single major election in 4 years? What do you tell them?
Yeah, I just remind them that, you know, I was with Trump and we still had a field of 16 Republican candidates in the race in 2015. You know, I was there in the beginning. I was there as a delegate twice for him and a vocal advocate before the media. So, you know, I just remind them that, you know, I was there for Trump, you know, in a solid way when many others were not.
And you were out there after the Access Hollywood tape came out, you know, when he looked like he was on the ropes, and a lot of mainstream Rhino Republicans who were supporters of Cruz and Kasich, for example, were urging him to get out of the race. You actually went on some of the national cable shows that weekend defending Trump, didn't you?
I did, because I said, you know, let's look past, let's look at the policies that he stands for and the issues he's talking about. So, you know, I did defend him, and I stood by him at a time when he needed it.
Okay, is there any place people can go to get involved with, to just start getting back again involved as you try to rebuild the ruins of the Massachusetts Republican Party? Is there any website they should go to?
Yes, just reach out to massgop.com or look for us on social media and reach out. You know, we are rebuilding. Today's the first day of the future Massachusetts Republican Party, and we're back open for business.
All right. Amy Carnevale, congratulations. We were so happy. So many people worked really hard to try to keep this a two-party state. You know, it has to be a two-party state, and it was headed towards extinction. And I hope this will lead to some sort of reinvigoration of the party.
Yeah. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you. That's Amy Carnevale. She is the new chairman of the Massachusetts State Republican Party. She was elected last night on a close vote, 37-34. But it's a new beginning after a catastrophic reign of error over the last few years by just the most inept, leadership, I can remember, and I think it's the most inept leadership in the history of the party. All right. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that first phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason people say have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can as well. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Driving Moon Bats crazy every weekday from 3 to 7.
I don't want to hear anymore. Do you hear me? I don't want to hear anymore.
The Howie Carr Show returns.
Shut up, I say. Shut up.
After this.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
Don't forget our cheap bastard deal today, the Wise Company's 30-day emergency food supply, two-bucket bundle. It's a great buy. It's a $305 value for just $152.50. It includes two total buckets, 30 days of food. That's 1,800 calories per day. Just check it out. And if you want to see the other deals they have, go to wisefoodstorage.com and use code Howie20 at checkout. But this is the best deal right now, the cheap bastard deal. All right, 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what is the most important problem facing the country today? Inflation, illegal aliens, crime, government, or global warming?
Government.
59% say government.
Holding steady throughout the course of the afternoon so far. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, it's interesting, the Smithsonian, I've been to that Air and Space Museum. They have a Fokker Wolf, they have a Nazi plane, they got a Lightning, and they got another plane. They all have Nazi swastikas up. But also, at the Portrait Gallery, the Smithsonian has the bust of Margaret Sanger. So Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood, who
right.
She also called black people weeds that never should have been born.
Right, she was a eugenics. She was a major supporter of eugenics. Yes.
Yeah. And black pastors in 2015 protested her statue. She's the biggest racist this country has ever known, and her bust is in the portrait at the Smithsonian. What a bunch of hypocrites kicking these kids out for wearing a pro-life hat? Are you kidding me? She went to Ku Klux Klan's meetings, Howie.
I understand that. How about, I didn't know that about the planes. They have the swastikas on the planes? I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's to me, it's part of history, but you're right. I mean, if they're going to throw kids out for wearing pro-life beanies, are you kidding?
I mean,
they've apologized, but still, you know this is not an isolated event. They just got caught this time throwing them out.
100%, Howie. They ought to be held accountable. I can guarantee you, any day you go and you see the people torn, they're going to be wearing some really weird political things going in that Air and Space Museum.
I'll bet they have BLM stuff, too. And I'll bet they have some just, you know, generally speaking, people wear oftentimes obscene t-shirts with obscene thoughts on them, and they don't get kicked out. I'll see you tomorrow. Taylor's taking over. I'm going you know where.
Pago, Pago.